There were a bunch of old men sitting around the country store, smoking, spitting. And some guy from the city showed up into the store and began to enter a conversation, to begin and say things. But no one responded. Eventually the man said, "Is it against the law to speak in this village?" And the old man looked up and said, "No, but you have to improve on the silence if you want us to talk to you." Improve on the silence. Well, the silence of God today in Bethlehem can improve on the noise and clatter and chatter of the world, where people talk and expend oxygen often without purpose. But here, I want to quote a poem of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who was a great poet in American history, and he lived during the Civil War and suffered many personal tragedies. His own wife died before his eyes. His son was gravely wounded during the Civil War. And he wrote a poem called Christmas Bells. There are often songs based on that. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. But this is a serious poem, and a poem which speaks of faith during time of war and loss. At this time when we have the war in Ukraine approaching at the end of the second year, we have the war in the Holy Land and many other places where people are suffering. Let me just read three little points in this poem. The first one begins with joy. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar chords play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But then he looked around at the Civil War and said, then back from each black accursed mouth the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And it ends with the verse of hope and faith that in the face of much suffering, this is where the Prince of Peace comes. Because peace in Hebrew, shalom, does not simply mean peace outside. Shalom is peace inside, in your conscience and in your heart, that you, as a young man or woman or an old man and woman, are doing everything that you should be doing, that you are not using war and conflict and tragedies in your own life as an excuse not to hope and not to have faith. And this is how he finishes the poem, Christmas Bells. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. This is the type of faith that drove people to give so much of themselves. By looking at the example of Jesus in Bethlehem and Jesus on the cross, misunderstood and abandoned, to remind us that there is a resurrection. But oh, it's so difficult to believe in the resurrection when you're crucified on the cross with your own pain, abandoned by people you thought you trusted, unsure of your own ability to rise from the ashes of your particular struggle. Christ says, I am here. And on Christmas Day, the animals still smelled like animals do. The hay and the straw was not clean. It wasn't hermetically sealed in big stores. And the shepherds were unclean and unshowered. But there was a big difference. The Prince of Peace, The one who said, I am the truth, came to us and said, there is hope for you. Do not give up. You have been given the gift of life. Light the candle. Don't curse the darkness. Be the child of hope, because the Prince of Peace said, peace begins first in the human heart, and every resurrection begins with a person who thinks, I can rise and live again. Slava Iisusu Hristu.